Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Suma. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Metzler goes all the way around to score. Barrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Calm reaches second base with a double. Falk goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Suma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind strikes out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Sewell throws to second to catch Berg, and Sewell lets the ball get by him into the outfield. That's an error on Sewell. There goes Berg. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Metzler moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Metzler moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Metzler scores. Barrett moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Bain now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to home to get Barrett. Falk moves to third. Com moves to second. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Com moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Metzler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Berg reaches second base with a double. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Summa moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Bill Bain. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hap Collard now pitching. Glenn Myatt now catching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy strikes out. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball towards left. Jameson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jameson. Falk moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to third. Cecil moves to second. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Falk scores. Cecil moves to third. Berg moves to second. It's 9 to nothing, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Cecil scores. Berg moves to third. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10 to nothing, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 4 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Buck Redfern pinch runs for Bill Barrett. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Redfern moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Com takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Redfern scores. Com moves to second. Two outs. It's 11 to nothing, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buck Redfern now playing second base. Hap Collard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collard hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Collard moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Collard moves to third. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 3 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. he's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 5 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Burns moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gill pinch hits for Hap Collard. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Sewell scores. Burns moves to third. Summa moves to second. It's 11-1, White Sox. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.